Time now for business news. Donut maker Krispy Kreme has enlisted a turnaround expert to reverse its recent financial downslide and end questions over its business practices. From member station WFDD, Stephanie Martin reports.
In the summer of 2002, Krispy Kreme chief executive Scott Livengood enjoyed status as a star CEO. On a local radio program broadcast in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Krispy Kreme's hometown, Livengood told listeners good products, solid business practices, and high ethical standards were key ingredients in the company's recipe for rapid growth.
We feel very comfortable that the things we're doing are the right things because they're really emanating from the things that we believe in.
The company issued its first profit warning in May of last year. The company's stock, which at its peak traded at just under $50 a share, now regularly trades at under $10. Krispy Kreme now faces a federal probe into its accounting practices. Shareholders have filed lawsuits accusing Krispy Kreme of using deceptive shipping practices to inflate sales. And earlier this month, the donut maker said it was restating its earnings for the last three quarters of fiscal 2004. Industry watchers have been quick to criticize Livengood. Investors responded favorably yesterday to the news that Livengood had been replaced by restructuring expert Stephen Cooper. Cooper's turnaround projects have included Sunbeam and Polaroid, and he's currently overseeing scandal-plagued Enron. Professor Harlan Platt with Northeastern University is an expert in turnaround management. He says so far Krispy Kreme is no Enron, but Cooper needs to reassure investors and employees that the company can survive.
He has to sort of be the stalwart individual who gives confidence. And so he probably will spend a great deal of time in the first month instilling confidence in the future of Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme acknowledged more challenges are ahead. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Martin in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.